What are you doing here, human? You look like a stranded wave that has strayed too far from the path. Have you wandered too far from your destination? Yes, I would imagine that you have no idea where you are, given that bewildered look on your face. And I suppose you have never met a member of my kind before. Well, we go by numerous names and titles, but most humans refer to us as fairies, or fae, if you would prefer. As such, you have found yourself in the land of the fair folk. You flatter me, human. Yes, they call us fair for a reason. I am curious, though. How did you manage to find this place? Oh, you did not intend to find us? You were only looking for some respite out here? You seek an escape from the toils of human society. I suppose I can understand that reasoning. You humans are so caught up in making a living, and yet you seem to forget how to live. It is quite depressing to watch humans squander what fleeting time you have on this earth. I'm astounded that more of you don't appear at the gates of the fairy court with a battering ram. Then again, very few clever enough to find our domain. We keep ourselves well hidden. Even those who intend to seek us out will often wander the wilds for days before giving up, or until they met their untimely end. Her Majesty prefers many degrees of separation between her kind and the pandemonium of the human world. I sympathize with you. I really do. If I were human, I would certainly make the same choice. But I still must report you to our queen. She requires notification of any invasion in her territory, whether it is accidental or not. Preferably, she would like to meet the interloper herself. So, I really need to deliver you to her. You see, if anybody discovers that I found you and I didn't notify the queen, then I'll be in heaps of trouble. Believe me. Not to worry, though. She is a just ruler. Oh no, I would never deceive you. Didn't you know that the Fae are not allowed to lie? It's true. Here, ask me something. Ask me to say something. Like, ask me what color the sky is. The sky is purple. See, I told you. I can't even say it. Well, human, as fun as this has been, I really should do my duty and bring you to the court. And yet, now that I've gotten a better look at you, you are quite handsome. I wouldn't mind if you stayed with me instead. Would you like that? I'll make it worth your while. Oh, human, I won't bite, unless you want me to. Please, will you come back to my cottage with me? Good. Let's go. Here it is. I know. It's not very big. I don't really need much space. It's only me here. Yes, I've been alone for quite a while. Until now, that is. No, there is no mister in my life. Not in any official capacity, anyway. Hey, what are you doing? Standing all the way over there. Come closer. I told you, I won't bite. See? No biting. You taste different. No, not a bad different. A good different. Not sweet, no. Heady and musky. Delicious all the same. Like nothing else. You really are from another world, aren't you? And look how your face reddens when I compliment you. If I didn't know any better, I would say you're a sprite, with how your cheeks glow. I think you should undress me now, wouldn't you say? What a charmer you are, you. My body is as enchanting as my fair face. I would demand proof of that statement, But I already see your arousal. Can you smell mine? Yes, I am burning for you too, brighter than the most brilliant plumes in this land. Press yourself against me. Such a delightful friction between us. I do so enjoy grinding myself against you, feeling your arousal heighten as mine does. You like my ears? Yes, they are pointed, just as your old fables say. They are sensitive too. You can kiss them, if you would like. Gently, please. It's been so long since anybody has kissed my ears. You can nibble on them too. Please do. Now he's doing the biting. And your hands are wandering, I see. No, I don't mind. I want to feel your hands on me. On my breast, squeezing them, fondling them, stroking my hard nipples, watching them poke out between your fingers. I like the rough texture on my soft skin. The sensation is so much greater than when I play with them. Oh, yes. Just like that. You're spoiling me, human. You're doing all the work. Let me appreciate you and your needs. After all, I wouldn't be a very good host if I made you do all the chores. Can I take these off? Alright. Darling human, you are beautiful. No, really, I mean it. The men here, they're beautiful too, but you are something else entirely. Do all human men have hair on their chests? No, I like it. I like how it tickles my face when I kiss your chest. It reminds me of the meadow grass that tickles my feet when I walk to the orchards. But I suspect that you would like my mouth elsewhere. Down here? I've never seen a human cock before. Are they all as big as yours? I see. It's already pointing at me. Do your erections always happen so quickly? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Pay me no mind. I bet I can make it harder, though. Watch me. You're even tastier down here. I want to caress every inch of your cock with my tongue. I want to feel it twitch and bob in my hot mouth. It's getting hotter, isn't it? Stiffening with every lick. Are these getting sensitive, too? Would you like it if I just cradled them in my little hands? They feel so heavy and full. You do like that, don't you? I do so enjoy placing that expression on your face. That transcendent, dreamy look in your eye. As if nothing could ever feel better than my mouth on your shaft. My silky soft hands caressing your balls. And those guttural moans escape you with every breath. I think I can take your cock all the way down. Would you like that? Of course you would. That was fun. Let me try it again. What's wrong? Why are you pulling me away? That was too much. Oh, you're about to climax, aren't you? You could have come in my mouth, if you wanted to. I would have liked to taste it, unless you would like to gum somewhere else. No need to feel embarrassed about that, human, because I wanted to. Can you sit down on the bed for me? Yes, just like that. I want to ride you. Let me just grab your shoulders. And can you hold my hips in place? I don't want to topple over. I'll just lower myself down a bit, alright? And I'll start bouncing. You just enjoy it. Oh, human. Your cock feels divine. I feel so full. Nobody has ever felt me like this before. Oh, that was very, very too big for me, but we are a perfect fit. Just the right amount of resistance between us. Or maybe I'm just that wet. Yes, my pussy is weeping for you. In the best way, of course. Can you feel it? All that sticky honey coating your shaft? Trickling down to your ball? Maybe you would like to taste it later. I confess, I've never tasted myself before. But there are many things I'm loving to try with you. You make me want to explore all of it, just as you explore the wilds to find this place. We are symbiotic. You and me, our lusts feeding off of each other. Every one of your moans only excites me more. Oh yes, please, squeeze my ass, feel it slam onto your thighs with every bounce. You don't have to be gentle, even if it hurts, I want to feel it, every sensation. I do love your strong hands. Where is that other hand of yours going? Oh. You are too kind, rubbing my little bud, and so swollen, ready for your fingers, and your fingers are so very skilled, such a sweet tingling, it's almost too much. Yes, your pussy is tightening on your cock with every rub. Can you feel it? I'm almost there. Are you? Please tell me that you are. I can sense that you are. I can feel the pressure building up. I'm about to erupt. Please, come in me, human. I want to feel all of you inside me. As I drop, fill me up. Mark me from the inside. Please, human, reach your climax with me. Like, take every inch of you. Take all of me. Come with me. I'm coming. Come with me, please. Oh, darling human, I felt indescribable. I'm at a loss for words, truly. Oh my, you're shaking all over. All the thunder and lightning running through you. I feel them too. Take your time. We cleared the top of the hill. Now we can roll down. And doesn't that feel so good? Take a few deep breaths. In and out. In and out. After wandering into our land and then coming as hard as you did, I imagine that you must be exhausted. Yes, you've had quite a day, haven't you? I'll just dismount, shall I? There, that's better. Oh, look at that mess you made of me. Just kidding, human. I love it. And delicious. Here, give it a try. Are we tasty together? That was just glorious, human. All of it. Really, it was. But we've been dilly-dallying long enough, don't you think? Even in the land of the fae, there is still work to do. Come, gather yourself, human. Time to visit the court. And we can't have you meeting the queen in nothing but your skivvies. I wonder if Her Majesty will want your soul or heart today, depending on your mood, I suppose. Or maybe your firstborn child. Do you have any children? Yes, I did say she was a just ruler, and she is, but not to you humans. She has a special hatred for your kind, especially those who wonder where they do not belong. When you drift beyond the borders of your territory, how could you expect not to face any repercussions? Let you go? I never promised such a thing. Perhaps you thought I did, but you would be wrong. I told you before, we Fae are not allowed to lie. Well, not precisely, anyway. Oh, there's no use in running away. You'll never find your way back to your realm. Finding your way into the domain of the Fae Folk is one thing, but finding your way out is something else altogether. What's that song that was popular amongst you humans a few years ago? You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Yes, that's how our Fae magic works. Without Her Majesty's permission to go, you will have to remain in our land for good. So, you should prepare yourself to grovel before our queen. You probably won't get very far, though. She is not a fan of clemency for your kind. Best of luck, human. You will certainly need it.